You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
So, Jets fans, how did you feel watching that game last night? Like, Rick, did you feel sick about the head coach more than the quarterback? Did you feel sick about the quarterback? We're both making you unsettled. Where did you land after watching the game last night? I felt sick about it because I knew it. I said on the show yesterday, and you pushed me away from taking Carolina. Had you pushed me towards taking Carolina, maybe I would have done that.
Yeah, I thought I expected you to take Carolina.
I wanted to, but I couldn't do it. You know, and you know why it is? It's because these Thursday games, they mess with my head.
Yeah, I mean, Thursday games are tough, especially, I mean, Thursday game team on the road that you feel good about.
But Houston is bad.
No, I know, but they're better than you thought they would be.
They are better. And Brandon
Cooks
is good.
Like, their head coach looks like Jerry Lewis.
I don't see that.
You don't see David Culley looking like Jerry Lewis
a
little bit?
No.
I think he looks a little bit like Jerry Lewis.
Did you want to give money?
To help them out?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Really?
How much better would they be? In all honesty, I mean, Brandon Cooks is a good wide receiver. I mean, that Davis Mills, you know, rookie quarterback, he's fine. That team wouldn't be half bad if Deshaun Watson was their quarterback.
No, they'd probably be like a 5-6 win team.
Look at Jerry Lewis and then imagine him with glasses and tell me he doesn't look like David Culley.
Hang on. Well, first of all, why are you yelling at me?
Because you're blaming me. I thought you were taking Carolina. I'm mad at myself because I didn't want to take the we've taken the same teams back-to-back weeks in Survivor, and I was like, we can't do that again.
Well, we're not going to take
jackass. I didn't take it.
Does he look like...
A little bit. Little bit. Stop.
No, I don't think he does. I want to. I have a picture pulled up of David Culley. If I was using a facial recognition app, it would say no.
How about Dan Reeves? A little bit like Dan Reeves.
No.
No?
No. Santi, am I missing out on this one? Does he look like either Jerry Lewis or Dan Reeves?
I don't see it.
I'm telling you,
Jerry Lewis a little bit.
No. There's no Jerry Lewis there at all.
That's fine. Agree to disagree. I think he looks a little bit like Jerry Lewis.
I want to see it. Like, I want to look at it and say, yes, my friend is right. But I can't. And I won't. I don't see it.
You know the other reason why you're upset, though, looking at these games? This is not an easy week.
We only got to hit one, though.
No, I know. That's it. That's all we had hit last week with our picks against K. And we had everyone picked except the one you picked that was wrong.
Here we go. Blaming me. See, this is
I may
why
go rogue
upset.
Today. 5:55. I may go rogue.
Fine. Just do what you want then. Then let's not spend 15 minutes breaking it down at 6:45 this morning. Tell me now. Do what you want. I'll do what I want next week, and we'll see how we do.
No, I don't want to do that because you did what you wanted last week.
I didn't do what I wanted last week.
Yes, you did. That was not high on the totem pole of power rankings.
We went through the game. Let me ask you questions. All right. If you're under oath right now, you're on the stand. Rick, raise your right hand. You've taken your oath, the whole thing.
Okay?
Did we go through games last week together?
Yes.
Did we narrow it down to 5 or 6 games that we both agreed we liked by the end of our show?
Yes.
Was one of those games selected on the K show for our pick of the week?
It was one of the games on the list, but it was lower on the list.
First of all, I don't know how it was lower on the list. It was on the list. Secondly, please be a good witness. Was one of the games selected for the K show on the list of games that we went through earlier in the morning?
I plead the fifth.
See? He can't even answer.
No, I can answer it. You didn't consult with me. I didn't feel great about that game.
The whole thing was consultation.
Better.
From the beginning, it was consultation.
No,
you know
wasn't.
What? I'm done with you. I'm bringing
crickets.
On Danny in Centerport. Danny, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. I'm notoriously in a bad spot here, so if I lose you, I apologize. You know, listen, I'm thrilled for Sam. I really am. You know, as a lifelong Jet fan, man, he had absolutely nothing working for him, as we can talk to nauseam. He had no players, no coach, no direction for a kid that had the talent to be. I wish him all the best, and I will always root for him. You know, I'm not frustrated whatsoever where we are either. I think we're in a great spot. If you want to be frustrated with the actual organization, because I hear a lot of talk, you know, Alan said it yesterday perfectly. You can be frustrated with the organization, but not with this regime. Right now, give them their due. They're worth their due. They drafted a great quarterback. They're going in the right direction. Just like you said before, at the end of the year, I want to just make sure my coach seems competent, that we're going in the right direction. Wilson stays upright and doesn't get killed, and he learns this game, because this kid is talented as I've ever seen, and I'm thrilled at where we are.
You're thrilled at where you are?
Absolutely.
All right.
Why wouldn't I be, Dave? I mean, listen, we seem like we finally got the GM correct. We seem like we've got a competent.
I don't think we know that yet, Danny. I don't think we know that yet.
Well, I mean, listen,
I'm not 100% sure we know that yet.
Well, let him put his stamp on the team. He's finally putting a stamp on the team. He's rolling with a quarterback that he drafted. He's rolling with a coach that he's picked. I think we have to give them their due, and I think we're in a good spot. Listen, we're in a better spot than we've been in since Rex. And
all right, well, we lost Danny. Danny,
I don't think
you
use the word
call.
Thrilled. I think that's overselling a little bit. As Joe Douglas is concerned, I don't know if. Like, that's still incomplete.
You want to say you're optimistic? I can buy into that. You're thrilled at where you are?
You have no choice but to be optimistic.
Oh, I mean,
that's
fair.
Other choice?
And you know what? It's early stages. But of the three, the quarterback, the head coach, and the GM, the one that I would have circled as, you know what, I don't know right now, is the GM.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not done great so far in his tenure here. Let's be honest.
No, I mean, there are still some question marks with Joe Douglas. I mean, you love his pedigree, but still. I mean, you got a second-round pick that can't get on the field for a bunch of different reasons. Mekhi Becton's hurt. I mean, the questions you were asking about Mekhi Becton before he got drafted seemed to kind of rear their ugly heads this offseason. Didn't seem like he was in great shape, missed OTAs, now he's hurt. I mean, there are definitely some questions. He didn't pay Marcus May. I mean, yeah, he got good value for Jamal Adams, but, I mean, right now, I don't know yet.
You just don't know. And I think that's the only way you can attack this thing. You watched Carolina last night. It feels like you should be optimistic about them. You should be excited about them. To say the same about the Jets, it's just too early.
Well, for some reason, too. I'll tell you what. I have a strike against Joe Douglas for me is not having a veteran quarterback. You can't convince me otherwise.
I think it's a mistake.
There's no reason not to. I
agree with you.
So, I mean, there are still some things that Joe Douglas needs to do. But as far as being thrilled at where the Jets are at, I don't know about
that. You can't
be
thrilled. There's no way you can sit here today and say, I'm thrilled. You want to say you're optimistic? Fine. Cautiously optimistic? That's where I would be. Thrilled? You're non-competitive. I'm sorry. This is the start of his third year. I don't love what Joe Douglas has done. Saleh's a complete question mark at the moment. And so is Zach Wilson. So thrilled? No. You can't be. I'm sorry. You cannot be thrilled.
No. I'm not thrilled. I love the Jets. I'm not thrilled. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic, I think, is the appropriate phrase. 1-800-919-3776. I can't imagine as a Jets fan this morning you wake up and you are thrilled. Because I have a feeling if you have another couple of weeks of Zach Wilson playing like he did last week, you're going to have people start to call.
But
and
how,
I think
but
that's
Dave,
unfair.
But, Dave, in all honesty, how could you be thrilled at this point? When you look at your division, just look at your division. Because, I mean, to be thrilled means that you feel like at some point here over the next couple of years, you're going to be a playoff team. Easiest way to make the playoffs is win your division. Look at your division right now. You got Josh Allen in the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
Who are in the conversation for a Super Bowl. I mean, Josh Allen's getting MVP votes, right? Yeah, well-coached, good GM. The Patriots seem like they've hit on Mac Jones.
Sure does.
And then the rumors won't stop. It sounds like Miami is probably going to get Deshaun Watson.
I think that they will.
Okay, so they get Deshaun Watson. Now I'm dealing with that.
That's right. So you'll have Watson, Allen, and Jones for the next God knows how many years. How are you going to win this division?
With three good coaches and three well-run organizations.
Excellent, excellent coaches and well-run organizations. So again, I'm not sitting here being all, you know, doom and gloom saying you have no chance, but to sit here and tell me you're thrilled, I don't understand how that's possible.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Yankees are set up, my friend. Got a lot of help last night from the Minnesota Twins. An easy victory for Minnesota as Toronto lays an egg, and the Yankees are one game up with nine to play, but the schedule for the Yankees is so much more difficult than either Toronto or Boston as we finish down the stretch. Now, I will say this. You pay Gerrit Cole a lot of money. You get a day off. You're in a huge series. Give me one of those games tonight. Go out there and give me one of those seven innings, one run, dominant performances.
Well, first of all, you hope you get the game in. I mean, that's step number one.
Is the weather that bad in Boston today?
Well, it's not looking promising. So as far as, I mean, you want Gerrit Cole on the mound as much as possible here down the stretch. So if for some reason you lose tonight's game and now it's pushed, you know, that's a day you lose. But again, to your point, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, this is Gerrit Cole is your ace. And this is a game that you feel like you, all these games, is that you have to win. So
absolutely
go and be Gerrit Cole.
Absolutely. I mean, go out there. And I don't want excuses tomorrow morning if they get this game in. I've just brought up the weather in Boston. Yep. Let's see. Cloudy with occasional, though. That's not awful. Rain showers. That's today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then variable clouds overnight with more showers at times. So, yeah, I don't know. Chance of rain 60%. The last thing you want to have happen is go out there, start the game, use Gerrit Cole, not be able to get the game in, and now you've spent him.
Yeah, but see, if you're Boston, I mean, is that what you want, though, with your pitching staff either?
No.
I mean, do you want to burn one of your starters, too?
No, you don't want to. What is it, Eovaldi tonight for the Red Sox?
Yeah, and it's their decision. I mean, the home team makes the decision before whether or not to start the game.
So what would they, if this game is canceled tonight, would they play a day night tomorrow?
You're probably looking at a doubleheader, yeah.
Right, like a 1 o'clock.
I told you yesterday. I mean, you asked me that question, and I told you. I mean, I would imagine that the Yankees, with how important these games are, would rather have the Monday day off as opposed to playing on Monday. And then I was reading something yesterday. Boone said the same thing.
They want the day.
They would like the day off. They're used to playing the seven inning doubleheaders. I mean, listen, too. I mean, that's you give me Gerrit Cole in a seven inning game. The fact that he can give me all seven, and then I can turn around with the bullpen in the arms we have in that bullpen now.
And it feels like it's fortified now, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially if you get Loaiza back and the way Chapman looked.
Yeah, he looks different now. He looks like old Chapman. And you get Severino. Do you think we're at the point now where big spot Severino comes into the game? Or you think we need to see more of him before we make that determination?
I think we need to see a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because there's still guys in that bullpen. You know, I mean, it's Green's giving up some big home runs, but I think...
A lot of them, though.
A lot of them. I think it's... Of the home runs he's given up, eight of them have been tying or go-ahead home runs late in games. So that's not great, but you know that Aaron Boone trusts Chad Green. Holmes has been good. Chapman's looked really good. Yeah, I mean, that was a big question mark. Like, what? The bullpen is decimated. Now, all of a sudden, with Severino coming back, hopefully Loaiza comes back, Herman. I mean, you got a lot of options now.
And like that. Like, the bullpen was a week ago. Where do we go? We have no one. And now you're like, you know what? Our bullpen looks really good. And it does.
And King's been good, too. And King's been really good out of the bullpen.
Excellent. But it moves quickly. But here's the thing. Can you have confidence? Like, if you were a Yankees fan, I know you're not. You're a Mets fan, obviously, so you've kind of given up on the season. But can you have confidence heading into this weekend series against Boston if you're a Yankees fan, or do you kind of wait for the other shoe to drop because that's what's happened all year long?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, it's what's happened all year long is a bunch of different hot and cold streaks is what happened. Now, if you're a Yankees fan, you just hope that in this situation you start to, I mean, you took care of your business against Texas. I mean, you've had trouble sweeping teams all season long. You found a way late in that game. It was actually, what's funny, it was more of the same in that game leading up to that eighth inning. right? I mean, you had chances, couldn't get the big hit, weren't great with runners in scoring position, and then all of a sudden things changed in the eighth, and you saw the excitement on the bench. Like, it just, I don't know, it just feels like this Yankees team here moving forward just feels like things are starting to come together at the right time for them.
So you believe now? Now you listen to what I say closely, right?
I do.
Did I do the Straight Talk read, the opening of it?
I don't think you did.
You know, all right, so now it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, and now I've done it. So you believe, it feels like you're leaning toward starting to believe in the Yankees.
What do you mean starting to believe? You've asked me the whole time, do you think the Yankees are going to make the playoffs? And I said yes.
Yeah, I think you're just kind of doing it to protect yourself.
From what?
That way, if they make it, you're like, see, I said they'd make it. And if they don't, you're like, ah, good, they didn't make it. I didn't want to be right anyway. I think
no,
you're deflecting.
You asked me the question, I gave you my honest opinion of what I think.
So you fully believe the Yankees get in?
Yeah, I mean, I've said it the entire time. I think
you
the
have
Yankees
said it the entire time.
I
don't know unless one of those other teams falls apart. I don't see the Yankees giving you games they have to win against Boston, against Toronto, against Tampa. And don't give me the Tampa has nothing to play, please, because Tampa will show up next weekend. I do not see the Yankees giving you a 7-2. I just don't see it.
You may not need a 7-2. I mean, did you expect the Blue Jays to lose yesterday?
I expected the Blue Jays to lose one of the four. So if they win the next three, that's what I expect from them. If Minnesota can win another one, then yes, then maybe my number goes down from 7-2 to 6-3, which is a big difference.
Which is a huge difference, but it's baseball. You never know what's going to happen. The Yankees are in a spot where they control their own destiny. And as an athlete, that's all you want.
That's all you want.
But forget all the other crap that's happened the whole season, how disappointing everything has been. And now, looking forward, this is, if I'm one of the leaders in that locker room, Aaron Judge in that locker room, everyone's starting fresh. Day off was the reset. Put all that other garbage behind you. All the streaks, all the bad losses, put it all behind you. This is when our season starts right now.
I agree with that. Season starts today. But the one thing I would say is, I mean, you agree they can't go anything at the worst number they can give you is 6-3, right?
Yeah, they have to take care of their business in these next two series.
I mean, so you're looking at winning each of these next three series.
Yeah, depending on what the other teams do. I mean, you look at their schedules, you'd expect those teams to win with the teams they're playing.
Yeah,
you're going to have to go to Boston, and you're going to have to go to Toronto and play great baseball.
I think you need help. I think Minnesota is going to have to figure out a way, not that they care, but I think Minnesota is going to have to try to figure out a way to win at least one, if not two, of the next three for you to have a great chance of getting in. I'm sorry. I do not love the Yankees' chances.
Okay, so say it right now. You don't think the Yankees are going to make the playoffs?
I don't.
Okay, so you can have that take, and I'm going to stick with my take that they find a way. They got their hands full. I mean,
they got their hands full, is right. And the reason I don't think they get in is because, look, this, and we've been over it a million times, those other teams and what they have. You look at what those other teams have, it is easy. You will look what the Yankees have, it is daunting. I'm sorry. I've watched 150-plus games of this year. I do not believe in the Yankees. It's not a terrible take.
No, I don't think it's a terrible take at all. I think there's a lot of people that feel the same way. I mean, the Yankees have not played well in the AL East. They haven't. I mean, they're 6-10 against Boston. They're 6-10 against Toronto. And they haven't beat up on Baltimore. And you know that going into that final series against Tampa, I mean, Tampa would love to knock you out of the playoffs.
And they're going to try everything within their power to get that done.
So I don't want to face
them. And I've heard all over the place, this idea that, well, Tampa will have nothing to play for, and they're just going to mail it in. Are you crazy?
Yeah, I don't believe that one bit. I mean, if this is the NHL and, you know, we're already locked up, knowing we're going to the playoffs, and somehow the team that we're playing is as talented as the Yankees are, and we have a chance to knock them
out. And you don't like them.
Well, you don't like them, but more importantly, like, you don't want to be put in a situation where, you know, you don't show up in that final series. Yankees end up getting in, and now, because the Yankees just went on this nine-game run, they're feeling great about themselves. Their bullpen is coming together. Guys are getting hot at the right time, and now you're stuck facing this team in the playoffs.
Because that's what will happen. If you lay down next weekend in your Tampa and the Yankees get in and they win one game, you know who your opponent is if you're Tampa? That very team.
Exactly right. I mean, get them out of your way. If you're Tampa, get them out of your way.
And it keeps you sharp down the stretch of the season, too. Gives you something to play for in games that are really not all that meaningful for you if you're Tampa. So, I'm interested to find out where the Yankees fan falls on this conversation. If Yankees Nation is of the mindset of, you know what, it's a new season, we got 9 games left, we control our own destiny, and we're going to be fine, kind of your tact or mine of, I haven't seen it all year long, they've disappointed every turn and every corner, they have a brutal schedule, those other teams have much easier schedules, and they're going to be on the outside looking in. Like, if you had to guess, not what you think, not what I think, what the Yankees fan thinks, where do you think they fall with this?
I think it's split right down the middle.
Really?
Yep. I think there's Yankees fans that are just always optimistic, and they can't imagine themselves not being in the postseason.
Yeah, but then you're going to get the Yankees fans as, we haven't been to the World Series since, 2009, and the sky is falling, and it's so awful.
That Mets fans can't stand. The spoiled Yankee fan.
There's a lot of those, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've been spoiled, man. I mean, the teams in the playoffs, I mean, even when they rebuild, they don't have bad seasons.
They rebuild to win 86 games. Like, think about that.
It drives me crazy, Dave. It really does. I told you that yesterday when I was looking at their baseball references. And you look at the playoffs. Yankees, playoffs, playoffs, playoffs. And then it's the Mets. Was it 5 times?
Yeah, 5 in like the last 25 years, something like that.
It's just, it's embarrassing. It really is.
Yeah, well, one team is the haves and the other is the have-nots.
Thanks for listening to the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Now, just to explain again, you could take the Jets plus what's the number we have, Santi? Is it 10.5 currently that we're working with? Think so, right?
Jets are getting 10.5.
10.5. So you could take the Jets plus the 10.5 for 250, or the Jets to win outright for $1,000.
You're taking the Jets plus the 10.5.
Yeah, unless you're really risky.
That's not even just risky. That just seems stupid.
No, I don't think it's dumb. If it was for the same amount of money, it would be dumb. But we're talking about 4 times the amount of money. I think it's the perfect conundrum to be put in.
I think in this situation, though, there is no conundrum. You take the Jets plus the points.
I don't think you should be swaying the people for the picks.
I'm not trying to sway the people. I just think you have a legitimate chance to win that bet.
You don't like the Jets' chances to win the game outright, huh?
No.
Very negative.
I do like their chances to cover.
Yeah, we will not be putting that down as one of our picks for the K-Show.
Right at the top of the list. Today. Power rankings, number one.
Yeah, number one. Then we're done with that. All right, DCR 98.7 ESPN presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests on the show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Yankees people, these Yankees callers are ready. They are chomping at the bit, as some would say. Rick in Westchester. Rick, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
What's up, guys? All right, so that last caller that said that he believes that the Yankees are going to make the playoffs but not do anything in the playoffs, that's valid. Like, I get what you're saying as far as they're going to go on the 7-2 run, and then you're going to have no faith in them in the playoffs. Personally, I believe they could beat any team in this league, depending where they are in their arc. The only thing that's been consistent this whole season is their inconsistency. So if you told me they're going to go 7-2 and then dominate in the wild card game and then go down to St. Pete and lay an egg, that's totally believable.
I get what you're saying. But, I mean, and they've been a roller coaster, and you're talking about arcs between, a good one and a bad one. I mean, they'd be in the midst of a great one, having swept Texas, now going into the next 9 and finishing up 7-2 in that. So now you're talking about 10-2 to finish the season. And, you'd have to have won the series against Tampa.
Right.
And then you win the wild card game.
So what you're telling me now is if they're going to go 7-2, they're going to sweep either Boston, Toronto, or Tampa.
They would have to, yeah.
I'm sorry. I find that very difficult to believe.
Okay. No, that's fine. And that's why you don't think that they'll make the playoffs. No one expected Toronto to lose yesterday.
6-3 realistic. You got help yesterday. You're going to need more help. You are.
And that's the beauty of baseball. You don't know. I mean, listen, Toronto could wet down their leg. You know what I mean? You never know.
They could. If Toronto could lose 3 or 4, and then all of a sudden you go in and you win 2 out of 3 in Toronto, and you're going to absolutely wind up being that second wild card team. How good would that be, by the way? How much would baseball love one game: Cole and Sale?
Oh, they would love it.
Oh.
I mean, how much they love this right now? I mean, this is exactly what you'd want if you're Major League Baseball down the stretch.
Well, think about if they had never added the wild card, how bad this would be.
Oh, it would be terrible.
You'd have Tampa has run away.
White Sox.
The White Sox have already clinched, and you'd have Houston walking away with it, and then you have the one wild card, which would be Boston.
The National League, too. I mean, you got the Brewers.
You got the Braves.
You got the Braves. Well, that's close now. I mean, Braves and Phillies is close now. The West is crazy.
The West is unbelievable. So the Dodgers won yesterday, and the Giants lost, right?
Yep.
So what is it, one game now in the West?
One game. One game.
And who wins the tiebreaker if those two teams tie? Do you know?
I would imagine it's the Giants, but I'm not 100%.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Reggie in Newark. Reggie, you're next up on 98.7 Pal.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. I'm a definitely confident Yankee fan. I've been a Yankee fan since the 70s, but, you know, like the game yesterday with Toronto, any given Sunday, any given day, the Yankees can play anybody and win or lose. These other teams can lose to other people also. But the thing that I like that Yankees have in front of them is that they could stand up as men and play the people that they're going against. So that's the best-case scenario, to be able to play Boston, Toronto, the Rays, just like the Mets. The Mets stood up to the Cardinals, and they didn't stand up. They could have been 2.5 games out. They let them sweep them. They let the Red Sox kill them. So the Yankees have everything in front of them. If they lose now, I'm not mad because you had a chance to fight.
Oh, come on. Reggie, how could I don't understand. If this Yankees team goes 4-5 and doesn't get in, you're not mad?
Because they played the teams that they need to play now. They swept Boston before. They won 13 straight games. Boston had their run. Everybody had their run. But now everything is right there in front of you. So why would I be mad if they got a chance now to show exactly what they
can
do?
Why would you be mad? Because the expectations for this season were going to the World Series. If you don't get into the playoffs, you'd be livid if that happens this year.
So let me ask you a question. Did they do what they need to do now to even have a playoff spot? Yes, right?
They have put themselves in position.
No.
Right now.
No. If you're a Yankees fan, you're disappointed that you're in this spot right now.
You shouldn't
and
be sitting here.
Mortified if you don't make the playoffs.
Okay. Let me just make this last.
Reggie,
point.
You want to have a parade because they put? Hang on, I'm going to let you continue. We're not going to cut you off. You want to have a parade because the Yankees have put themselves in position where if they do well over a murderous final 9 games of the season, they could possibly get in? Are you kidding me?
No, I don't. This is the point. When these teams play the Yankees, that's their World Series. The Mets prove that a lot of these teams get up. The difference is that you'll have Jeter, Brochus, the guys that was great. So when you get up, they're even better than you. These guys are not like that. These guys are a little over average. So when these other teams get up for their World Series against the Yankees, that's why the Yankees lose.
Oh, stop it. You know what? I'm done. Goodbye, Reggie. He is an excuse maker. The Yankees lose because the opposition gets all geared up to play them. Yeah, stop it.
No, the problem is that these teams aren't afraid of the Yankees anymore. There's no intimidation anymore.
None. Well, the Yankees are not special.
They have not been special. On paper, they're much better than they are actually on the field.
Well, what a horrendous call. These Yankee fans saying they'd be fine if they miss out. And we look at what we've done. We've positioned ourselves to have a chance to get in. Oh, wow. This is the favorite to go to the World Series in the American League. I'm supposed to be happy because I positioned myself to have a chance to get in?
No, he's speaking like a player would speak. Like, that's what the Yankees are saying inside that clubhouse right now. Like I said earlier in the show, I'm Aaron Judge. Listen, forget everything that's happened. Everyone starts fresh today. Take the day off. Recalibrate. The second we step in the clubhouse on Friday, it's a new season. It's the start of our postseason, and let's go.
And let's go. That's right. Let's go to Paulie in White Plains. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, how are we doing, guys? This is Paulie Notes again.
Paulie Notes. What is Paulie Notes from?
He had the notes. Remember, he had to go check his notes.
Oh, that's right.
Like, this is what the Yankees have to do to get in. And just bear with me here. I'm pulling out my notes like always.
Get your notes.
Okay. So, and I agree with DPHO. If they get hot going in, which is going to get them in, they're feared again. It's like back to the feared Yankees. They're not just the lazy old Yankees of this year. You go 7-2, you're going to be feared again. And we're getting our guys healthy again. And the big thing is they have to play like they did in that 13-game win streak. They were running, moving runners. And I don't know if they're doing that still as much. And I'm not talking about you have to have only Tyler Wade's ceiling. Base running is strategic. You could steal bases. You got to surprise the other team. So it's going to be a lot on Boone. He's got to have the right calls, and it goes perfect with it. Are they going in hot? Is Boone saving his job? He's going to have to go out of his skin here. He's going to have to use his gut. I know analytics is like telling him what to do, but these last 10 games is going to be so enormous for him. It's make or break. Like you said, if they get in, he keeps his job. They get in, they're feared. Like in that winning streak, they had a double steal. The last time they had a double steal, Wayne Tolleson was playing shortstop, I think. But now when I say about like how they have to be aggressive, like Boone has to have defensive replacements at the right time. These little things sound funny to you guys, but the pinch runners, you may have to take a guy out just to get that run.
Well, they did it the other night, Paulie, right? They did it the other night, and thanks for the call. They put Wade in. He steals two bases. I mean, yeah, that's what you need to have happen. They need to play
fundamentally sound
baseball.
The moves he made in that last
game
worked out perfectly. Wade steals the two bases. You bring in Sanchez, makes the great throw to second, cuts down the runner at second, then hits a home run.
Yep. Absolutely. College football's back, and Goodyear knows the passion it takes to drive every game forward, whether your team's home or away. The traditions that bring us together are still the same. That's the road that moves us. Goodyear, more driven. How about this? SNY 98.7 ESPN have a Jets prize package for you. Tune into SNY, the TV home of the Jets, for Jets postgame live with Bart Scott, Steve Gelbs, Willie Colon, Lejay Doosable, and Jeannie Coakley following Sunday's game against the Broncos. Catch the Jets quote of the game. Then tune into our show starting at 5 o'clock on Monday for your chance to win two tickets to an upcoming Jets game, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN and SNY, Jets Post Game Live, only on SNY. Get your New York sports here. All right. Are you ready to go around the league, my friend?
No, I think we should call an audible here.
What?
If I'm being honest.
What are you talking about?
I think we call an audible. I think we finish up this Yankees conversation and we start 7 with some NFL talk.
That goes against everything that we've established here.
Oh, that's fine. You have to be flexible.
Nimble, huh?
Nimble, on the move. 7 o'clock, we start hitting football. Boom, right into the frenzy. Yada-dee, yada-do.
Huh.
Ryder Cup starts at 8.
Huh. All right, now so that's here's what you're proposing. We go more Yankees here. Then at 7 o'clock, we go around the league, looking at the spreads, determining what games we like for the K-Show.
Yeah,
We give our Survivor picks there as well. And then at 7:15, we go frenzy. And then 7:30, we really dive deep into the Jets and the Giants.
Listen, that's my idea. I like it. I think we finish up with the Yankees calls. We got a bunch of Yankees fans that want to talk. Maybe we hit on the whole Kyrie Irving situation, and then boom, 7 on NFL time.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to stand in your way. I wasn't prepared for it. It does catch me off guard, but I think I like it.
See, and this is why you're the best in the business.
I think I like it.
On the fly, you make adjustments, you make moves. We head into halftime, boom, we got to do this, this, and this. We come out flying.
You know what it's like? It's like I'm learning what BCC is right here. Like you're explaining BCC. I fall in love with it. I can use it now. You know, we can continue with the Yankees calls, and we can move things back into the 7 o'clock hour. So let's do that. 800-919-3776. Terry in Brick. Good morning, Terry. You're up on a newly revamped DPHRO in Rothenburg.
What's going on, guys? It's Kevin, not Kerry.
hang on. Let me confirm that.
That's close.
No,
that
hang on.
Close.
It's Terry in Brick.
Irish. It's two Irish names. Kevin in Brick. What's up, guys?
I'm sorry, Terry. I'm going to have to go with Terry. I was told Terry.
All right. I can go with Terry.
Okay.
That last ball was crazy. If the Yankees don't get in, they're spineless cowards, man. They were supposed to win the division this year. They got to get in. And they got to give themselves a chance. Also, I want to know your guys' opinion on the one-game wild card playoff. I think it's really just a disservice to the players. I think it's a disgrace. They should make it a three-game wild card playoff or find some way to get rid of the one game.
Why?
Play series in baseball.
Yeah, but it's I mean, you're looking to punish the team. If you're now playing a best-of-three series, you're probably going to get the better team is going to win that more times than not. If you're playing one game, it's kind of the anything can happen, the March Madness mentality. I kind of love the one game.
No, you're punishing the Dodgers who are going to win 100 games, and they have a chance to lose and not be in. And in the long run, you're going to lose the Los Angeles market and the TV ratings for extended series.
I don't think you're going to lose the Los Angeles market. You're telling me Max Scherzer against Adam Wainwright, and they're going to lose that game? Come on.
I understand what he's saying, though.
It's a baseball game.
I understand what you're saying. Anybody, I mean, you spent 162 games playing series. Baseball. I get it. I don't disagree with Kevin.
I
don't disagree with Kevin. Maybe you do something moving forward where it's the... First of all, I liked last year when you had extra playoff teams. And I'm sure coming out of the next collective bargaining
agreement... Last year was too much, though. I don't need 16 playoff teams.
I like all the markets involved. Everyone's excited. More playoff baseball, the better for me. That's how I feel about it. I get what you're saying,
though. So watered down. I got more than half the teams making the playoffs last year. Now, come on. That's a bad take by you.
I like more playoff teams. It's not a bad take.
It is.
It isn't a bad take.
It is.
Your take that you think one wild card game is a good way to settle it is a terrible take.
No, it's a punishment. It's not good enough to win your division, so now you're going to be punished into this March Madness style of one game.
Yeah, but why be punished that you're in a better division? Like, why are the Dodgers being punished? They're one of the best teams in baseball. They got to play a wild card game.
Sorry.
So why not make it the wild card team with the best record? So wild card one has to win one game. Wild card two would have to win two games.
You know what? I'm not opposed to that. I like that.
The problem, though, is you're completely just destroying the other team's rotation.
Sorry. Then win your division.
No, see, I'm not opposed to that. Is now the team that won the division actually has a legitimate advantage going into that next series.
That's a tremendous advantage.
But you know there's going to be more playoff teams coming out of the CBA.
Of course there's going to be. Because they want to make more money and they want more television revenue, and that's going to drive it. We'll go around the NFL in a couple minutes. You know, there's a story that's interesting to me, and I'm interested to see how this plays out. And he's certainly a guy with his own mind and own opinions, and that is Kyrie Irving. It seems he's not vaccinated, Rick. He has no intentions of getting vaccinated. I don't think you're allowed to play in the New York market starting in October. If you're not vaccinated, this seems like this could be a real problem for the Nets.
Yeah, I mean, you can't even practice. That's the thing. You can't practice or play.
So what are you going
to
do?
I don't know how you get around the rule. I mean, it has to be... I think there are stipulations that if it's a legitimate medical situation or because of religious beliefs, that maybe there's a way to get around it. But, I mean, you had Stephen A. reporting it. I mean, there was no offer made, but it was insinuated that Brooklyn would consider Kyrie to Philly for Ben Simmons.
And that Kevin Durant said absolutely no.
He said no.
No.
But if you're Kevin Durant and now you're in a situation where you can't get around this rule and Kyrie is hell-bent on not being vaccinated, I mean, now what do you do? That's not just regular season. That's postseason, too.
Well, he doesn't play. He's now not a member of your team.
I mean, they can't. Listen, the Nets, and again, I respect Kyrie's decision, whatever he decides to do, but you can't go into the season when you're expecting to win a championship to have one of your best players only playing road games in the regular season and in the postseason.
Well, of course not. There's no way. You'd have to believe, I would think, that if there's a medical professional that says that you shouldn't get it, that they look for that medical professional, no?
Medical professional, or as far as because of religious beliefs.
Right. So that you find, I don't even want to say loophole, like those are the rules, that you would push to try to find that, and then you'd get that, and then he could be able to play.
There's really no other choice,
though. Brooklyn.
Yeah, but there's really no other choice. I mean, unless you're going to do that, there's no way. How do you justify?
You can't. If on religious beliefs, he can't get a pass. Or there's no one, no doctor that will say, no, there's no reason he can't get the vaccine. There is no way you can go into the season thinking that he's going to play road games exclusively. That is that would be a disaster for this organization.
Yeah, but it's something that they would have to address. Like, I don't care what Kevin Durant says. Like, you'd have to sit down with Kevin Durant and say, hey, listen, the reason why you came to Brooklyn is because you want to win a championship. Right now with these rules that we can't get around, do you think that we have a better chance of winning a championship with Kyrie only playing half the games?
No. There's no way. Now,
you can't look you in the face
say
and tell
maybe
you
by
yes.
The time you get to June or May that it's relaxed and the vaccine is no longer mandated, but there's no way that you can have that hanging over your head for the season of this guy who's not easy to begin with. Now just, you know, home games, he can't go. Practices, he can't go.
Yeah, I don't think it's doable. I don't. It's as good as Kyrie is, I don't think that's doable.
It's not. It absolutely. And you know that Kyrie beats to his own drummer. So he's going to do what he sees fit, and he's not going to do what's best for the team. If he doesn't want to be vaccinated, he's not going to be vaccinated.
In all honesty, though, I know they're buddies. And Ben Simmons has issues, but he's not going to have, I mean, obviously with James Harden, he's not going to be asked to be the point guard with the Nets. I mean, is that a better team, though? I mean, with all the things, like,
are they better with Ben Simmons? No. Are they better with Ben Simmons showing up every day and being functional? Probably.
I don't know, man. You give me Kevin Durant, James Harden, and the kind of defense that Ben Simmons can play. Dude, he's a defensive player of the year kind of defender.
Oh, he's a great defensive player. And then you don't have to deal with the headache that is Kyrie Irving.
And that's the other thing.
Right? So you kind of, it's addition by subtraction if this is going to be a problem all year long. It's interesting. It's certainly a discussion that will continue as we move closer to the NBA season.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
We called an audible here. We continued Yankees, had a little Kyrie Irving conversation. Are you now ready to go around the league?
I am. Can I just bring this up quickly?
Oh, here we go.
Before I forget?
Yeah.
Just off when we talk about baseball. Have you seen what Juan Soto has done?
Yes.
Since the start of August?
I think he's hitting 400.
400 with a 572 on-base percentage.
Yeah, I saw this stat the other day, which completely blew my mind. If he went, and I think the number was 42, consecutive at-bats with making an out, he would still lead the league in on-base percentage.
The kid's amazing, man.
Amazing.
I was looking at numbers today, too. It's like him and when you're in a category where it's just you and Ted Williams.
Yep. He's different level. And they don't even have any talent around him now.
No. I mean, they gutted the team.
Awesome. As great as Juan Soto conversation is, it's Friday at 7:04.
It's football time.
It's time to go around the league.
I mean, you got the music. You got the pageantry. You have everything that goes along. So we're going to go through the games with the spreads. And we're going to whittle it down. I know you're a big whittler. Whittle it down to, I don't know, three or four games that we both agree on. And then you will pick one of those three or four. Okay?
After consultation this afternoon, yeah.
Yes. Text. Please do not call me.
I
don't
want to
be involved
you.
In phone calls.
You're the worst. Okay.
Why? Because I don't want to spend my afternoon with you neurotic calling me.
It's like, 3 minutes.
It's three minutes. Please. 3 minutes.
You could have sex three times in the amount of time we spent on the phone.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so. Kama Sutra. That's my way.
Tantric sex with Dave Rothberg. Class at man camp.
There you go. Giants -3 at home against the Atlanta Falcons.
See, I think we changed our luck with this game. I would put this on the list.
Oh, God.
I would put this on the list.
Do you understand the stress that you would put me under?
This is the point. This is what we need to change your karma. You need to go all in with your own team to turn our luck around.
I don't know. I don't know that I can do it. You put it on the list. I don't know that I'm capable of doing this.
You don't think this is the right move?
Well, here's the thing now. The number's 3. So you expect the Giants to win by more than 3 points in this game?
They could.
I know they could. I'm not saying it's unfathomable, but I don't love that.
At home, must-win game, sense of urgency.
Oh, please, must-win game. Everything's a must-win game. Week 1, must-win. Week 2, must-win. I got loss. So
yeah,
stop
but week
it
2
with
was
the
a
must-win win
because you lost Week 1. Week 1 was the game you had to win.
And this is a better quarterback than they've seen.
And they made the other two look great.
Exactly.
I'm just thinking, listen, we lose. I get it. We don't want to lose. I'm saying your karma has been off since the whole Andrew Gunling, Carson Wentz conversation. I feel like this may be the way to change that. Outside of sacrificing a live chicken or giving Joe Boo some rum, I don't know how we do it.
Put it on the list. I don't love
it. It's on the list.
Put it on the list. Arizona in Jacksonville. Cardinals laying 7.5. I have a feeling you're going to say you like Arizona. They'll win. I don't want them given 7.5. At some point, Jacksonville's going to wake up or Arizona's going to take a step back. I don't like this game.
Yeah, I would not put this game on this list. I would consider Arizona potentially for the survivor. But, I don't know, on the road. Now, Jacksonville stinks, though. Their defense
they
is not
They stink, but you know what? You could see a 31-17 game where Jacksonville scores a late touchdown. I don't want it. If I veto it, you can't put it on the list.
No, it's on the list. I hate the hook. You're right. Let's move forward.
I feel the same way about the Browns and the Bears. Cleveland giving 7.5 at home against the Chicago Bears. Again, survivor. I like the Browns, but I don't. I mean, Justin Fields, that's the wild card. I don't like this game at all.
Well, wild card Justin Fields, I would imagine that team is going to rally around him, right? Scares the hell out of me with his legs. Could make it difficult.
Bears defense is still good. Bears defense is still good.
Defense is still good.
Yeah.
Cleveland hasn't really hit their stride yet. And now you got no Jarvis Landry.
That's right. Although Odell is supposed to play in this game, right?
Yeah, but it's his first game back from the ACL.
I agree. We agree. We don't need to argue about it. Neither of us likes that game as well. Where are we with Roethlisberger? Is he going to play in this game?
I don't know. I would imagine. You know, he's a drama queen. I would say he's probably going to play. But he's got the left pec strain.
Yeah, he's always got something. Steelers are giving 3 at home against the Cincinnati
but
Bengals.
Dave, their defense is a mess right now.
It really is.
Pittsburgh's defense is all banged up.
I don't think I can get involved in this.
Yeah, I would rather avoid this one if we can. Especially because you picked the Steelers last week.
Next one as well, because I don't know about the Colts. Tennessee giving 5.5. Tennessee coming off a great win. They're home against the Colts, but I don't know what the status of Carson Wentz is going to be, so I can't do this one either.
I can't imagine he's playing, though. Did you see him get tackled by Aaron Donald?
It was
what
his terrible.
Ankle looked like?
It was terrible.
He's got double ankles.
If you told me he doesn't play, I would like Tennessee, but you can't confirm that for me.
Well, no, I can't. It's too early in the week because we don't know yet. Tennessee's defense isn't very good, but I'm telling you right now, Jacob Eason in his first start, I don't know. If we knew Carson Wentz was not playing, I would really like Tennessee.
I agree with
the same
you, but you don't know. And Indianapolis covered a game you didn't love them in last week, and that's even with Carson Wentz going down. So I don't know. I don't like this game. I'm interested in this. Buffalo at home laying 7 against the Washington football team. I kind of like the Bills here.
Yeah, I like the Bills too. I do. I mean, Washington's football team is supposed to have this great defense. I haven't seen it yet.
Not yet. They weren't great in week 1 against the Chargers. They were even worse week 2 against the Giants.
And then Josh Allen talking about how he was disappointed with how he played. Yeah, I could see this at home.
Yep. You could see a 27-17 win for the Bills.
Yeah, I think that Buffalo defense can give Taylor Heineke some trouble.
I agree. Mark that down, Santi. As a,
you just
made
the list.
I'm writing the list right now.
All right. You don't have to yell at me.
Sorry.
Patriots-Saints. Patriots giving 3. I don't know what to make of the Saints.
Week I like one, the Patriots.
You like the Patriots? I don't think I like this game.
See, I like
would
this game,
like
and
the
I'll
Patriots
you like
if you
game.
Pressed me to take one of these teams, but I don't like this game.
See, I like this game. I think the Patriots great. Defense is good, and I also think go. The Patriots realized, well, you got to remember, too, they're at home, right? Jameis Winston under pressure, he struggles. They got a good secondary, and on top of it, they got Tom Brady coming in. The Patriots can't afford to lose this game. Cannot afford to lose this game.
I don't like it.
I'm putting it on the list.
Well, I don't understand. This goes against everything we've agreed to. It has to be, we both like the game. I don't like the game. Why is it going on the list?
I think the more you think about the game, later this afternoon, you're probably going to like it. So I'm going to put it on the list
so
with a question mark next.
You are looking into my future. You know me better than I know me.
I know you better than you know you. And I'm going to put a question mark next to it. We'll reconvene text message later this afternoon.
All right. Baltimore -8.5 on the road in Detroit. I don't like this game. All right. I could see a backdoor cover, and I don't know what's with Lamar Jackson. And on top of that, they are coming off a tremendously emotional win last week. So I would avoid taking the Ravens, which would be the team I would take if I had to, but I don't have to, and I don't like this game.
And a backdoor could make you sick, too. So, yeah, I would stay away from this game. The whole Lamar Jackson thing, him being sick, his hips sore. Baltimore, I think, is going to win, but, I mean, I would rather not. If we don't have to lay the 8.5, I wouldn't. I'd rather not.
We don't have to do anything we don't want to do. Chiefs are up to 7 now. They're home against the Chargers. Here's the thing. The Chiefs don't cover anything. They never cover. They win, they don't cover. They lose, they don't cover. I think they haven't covered like 23 of their last 26 or something like that. They're giving a big number to a pretty good team in the Chargers. I don't like this one either.
You don't like the Chargers to cover the 7 in this game?
No, I don't like. No, because now I hear Bosa might not play in this game now. No, I don't like it.
Oh, you have no conviction. All right.
No, very little. Unless you're convinced that that's a game that I'll fall in love with later this afternoon.
No, I didn't put it on. I didn't put it on. You seem like you had conviction with that one.
Broncos and the Jets. Broncos giving 10.5 against your New York Jets. You can make the statement on this one.
I think the Jets. I think the Jets could cover this number. I don't think they'll win, but I think they could.
Would you take the Jets plus the points?
10.5 is a lot of points, man.
It is a lot of points. Did you see the Jets last week?
No, I did, but I expect that Zach Wilson's going to be, at the very least, more careful with the football and won't turn it over. And their defense hasn't been bad.
So you want to put this on the list?
I would put it on the list, but as far as power ranking the list, I would have it lower on the list.
Put it on the list, but leave
you
it.
You just made the list.
Leave it towards the bottom.
It's on the bottom.
Yeah, way towards the bottom. All right, I like this game. Raiders at home, giving 3.5 to the Dolphins. Raiders look terrific. Carr looks phenomenal. Ruggs made plays. Their defense looks legit. I'm underwhelmed by Miami. And Jacoby Brissett starts in this one. I like the Raiders giving 3.5.
I like the Raiders, too. I like them a lot.
You just made the list.
Miami's offensive line's not that good.
Put it on the list.
It's on the list. High on the list.
But good. Put it right up there. Seahawks and Vikings. Seahawks giving 1.5. We're going to disagree on this game. I actually like the Vikings plus the points, but not enough to put it on the list.
No. I do not trust the Vikings.
No. I don't want it either. I'm just saying if I had to pick this game, I'd take the Vikings, but I don't want it on the list.
Yeah, it's not on the list. I promise.
Tampa at the Rams. We're going to disagree on this one as well. I know you're swayed by your father-in-law.
No, I like the Rams.
The Bucs. You love the Bucs. I actually like the Rams to win this game.
I just said that. I like the Rams in this game, I think.
Do you?
Yeah.
Would you put it on the list?
I'm going to put it on the list. They're getting
a point. Put it on
the list. At home?
Yep.
No Antonio Brown?
Put it on the list. Niners giving 3 to the Packers. You know, every time we count out Aaron Rodgers, he finds a way. Niners secondary is a mess. Niners running game is in despair as well. I don't know that I love this game, but if I had to go away on it, I'd take the Packers plus the 3.
I'll say this, though. When you look at Aaron Rodgers' record when he plays in California, not good. It's not good at all.
No, it's not. So you probably should avoid the list.
I'm avoiding it.
And I actually like this one, but I can't. I just, like, physically, I don't think I could put this on the list. Cowboys minus 3.5 against the Philadelphia Eagles. I like Dallas in this game. I think Philly was kind of exposed a little bit last week. Dallas, you know, this is their home opener, right? Yeah, their home opener. It's Monday night, Ring of Honor night. They're given 3.5. I like the Cowboys in this game.
Dallas, Lane of Rothenberg. I don't disagree. I think I like Dallas, too. Let's ask Santi, because he's the most negative Cowboy fan I know. Santi, Dallas minus 3.5 against the Eagles. You like it or no?
I actually feel good about that one, and ooh, I'm kind of iffy because I don't know what Amari Cooper's status is. I think he's going to play, but he always does pretty well against the Eagles. So if he plays, I feel really good about that one.
It's another if he plays,
star next to that one, too.
All right, put it on the list, but we're not going to know if Amari Cooper's going to play. Would you say this, Santi? If he doesn't play, you don't like the Cowboys.
No, I could say I still like them.
You still like them.
I still think 3.5 is a good enough number.
All right, walk me through where we are now. Go through the list.
I think we went way over the number that we agreed upon.
No, so, I don't think we went more than 5 games.
No, you got 7. Well, we have 7 because I put
potentially 7.
Yeah, because you put games I didn't agree on.
Well, there's 2. We got 5, and then we got 2 with question marks.
So you've got you semi-like the Giants with minus 3.
There's no way I can do that.
So we're crossing that out?
Cross it out.
No, I'm making the final decision. Don't cross it out.
Okay, so we'll leave it there.
Great.
Washington, Buffalo, you have Buffalo minus 7.
I like that Buffalo.
One, right?
I like that one, yes.
Okay, so we'll keep in that one. You have big question marks around New England minus 3 versus New Orleans.
I don't like that game.
Rick? That's the question mark game.
I'm going to fall in love with that game later today. I won't be. I'll be napping. I will not fall in love with it.
You like Vegas minus 3.5 versus the
Dolphins. I do like
Dolphins.
That game, yes, a lot.
Rick, I assume that's
yeah,
the
we both
for you.
Like that. We both like that one. Yeah.
You both like, but it's way down on the list is Jets.
I don't love that game at all. You want me to put confidence in Zach Wilson on the road, Broncos home opener?
No, but it's 10.5 points. You're not. Listen, it's about the points.
If Zach Wilson takes care of the ball, you could easily see the Jets keeping that game close because their defense is still good.
Did he take care of the ball last week?
You got to think there's going to be an emphasis on it this time,
right?
All right.
Look at you. Look, you see what he's in your pocket. He's on your payroll. You got Santy now selling the games that you like.
Well, this is why. Cash that check, by the
See,
way.
This is why having Santy on your payroll is great. He doesn't cash your check, so you don't have to worry about it. Money never comes out of the account.
What, you gave him a check and he hasn't cashed it?
No, the check is just cashed. You're fine. You're good.
All right.
Okay, and where did we stand on Tampa and LA?
We both like the Rams.
We like the Rams
you
plus
both
one.
Like the Rams on that one.
Yep.
And you were iffy on Dallas and Philly.
I lean Dallas, but I can't wake up on Tuesday morning.
See, he lets emotion play a part in this.
I can't do that.
Well, we need two picks this week.
All right. So I think that we've established what we like, and you and I will converse via text later this afternoon, and we will establish the two picks that we make.
Yeah. Right now, I would say the two picks that we both like, and I have starred, are you really like the Bills, and we both like the Vegas Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're
I agree
just,
with that.
We're just going to say it's between those two?
No, because he's gonna talk to everyone. He might go shopping at some point, and the produce guy could tell him a different route that he could go in. So, no.
Okay,
I won't say it's between those two.
I won't ask you to power rank them, but if you had to have 3 and 4, which would 3 and 4 be?
Giants, for sure.
Oh, God.
I think it changes the mojo.
I think it changes the mojo. Just to mock me, to be honest.
No, I think it changes the mojo. Something has to give here.
So I can't take the Cowboys because it just doesn't sit well with me, and you want to play the mojo game with the Giants.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we break? We'll do
no.
the football frenzy.
No.
And you can marinate on
it. No. I'm not marinating in anything because today's Survivor Pool picks are brought to you by Fidelis Care. We need to make Survivor picks.
Look at you.
All right. Is there an open for that, by the way?
As of now, there is. Yes, actually.
This slid away. We'll survive no matter what.
It's the DNR Survivor Pool.
As of now, in fact, there is. All right, lovely open. There's a few games to choose from. I should have taken Carolina last night. I did not. You might like the Jets plus 10.5. The Jets are not winning this football game. Lock it in for me. I will take the Broncos to win outright in my Survivor pick of the week.
And you're dead to me. Dead.
No, I'm not.
Taking the Giants with our pick against the K-Show. It's done. No need for a list. Power rankings,
that.
Giants minus 3 is
You're
the pick.
A big baby. So you say don't bet with your heart, and now I make a pick with my mind, and now I'm dead to you because I'm going against your Jets? You think
How about
Jets?
Some friendship? How about bet with some friendship? How about
yeah,
that?
Because that'll really build me a beautiful home, to bet with friendship.
You already have a beautiful home.
Well, I'll lose pictures. It if I bet with friendship.
It's an estate. That's not
Ace,
a home.
Ace Rothstein, I think they built Vegas on friendship. That's the motto out there in Vegas.
All right, so you got the Broncos. Come on, yep. Jets. Come on. Shock the world, baby. Shock the world.
You're both staying with the local game. I kind of like that.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not. I'm taking for my Survivor pick, I'm taking the Feisty Nugget. I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals.
All right.
I thought you were nervous about that one.
No, Dave was nervous
no,
about
I,
that
I'm
one.
Nervous about the number. I'm not nervous about the Cardinals winning.
Ah, okay.
So I got the Broncos. You have the Cardinals. Santy, where are you going?
I'm really nervous about a bunch of the games this week. So
take the Cowboys.
No,
take the Cowboys.
No, because I feel like the Cowboys have a couple winnable games more down the schedule. So I'm kind of see that's the thing you don't want.
He's playing the long game.
You don't want to save, and I'm falling into that trap right now. So you're right. I should go with Dallas, but I am actually I'm going to go with Denver. I'm sorry.
Oh God, you guys are the worst. You guys are the worst.
Why? It's the biggest spread of the week. How do you look at this as a personal attack on you?
Get Coach Sal on the phone, please.
It was an excruciating decision. It really was.
Get Coach Sal on the phone.
All right, who's playing the role of RJ Santillo today?
RJ's playing the role of RJ. I've got his pick right here. Would you like it?
Well, but you don't have RJ.
No, but he told me what it was.
That's okay.
Pick.
So you're playing the role of RJ Santillo. What's his pick?
No, I'm a proxy for RJ Santillo. His pick is the Buffalo Bills.
He's going with
That's
the Bills.
That's a good pick.
That is a nice pick. That
That's
is
a nice pick.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
And here we go. This is what you wanted. A football frenzy on a football Friday. 1-800-919-3776. 3776. I'm not even ask if you're ready, because I know you're ready. So out there in radio land, listening on the app or wherever you happen to be listening right now, 800-919-3776 on Twitter at Rothenberg ESPN. No, how you guys doing? Here's the rule. You just ask your question. No salutations, no love the show, none of it. Right to your question.
What's up? It's Jerry.
No, I don't care about Jerry. Just right to your question. Rick, should we start?
Let's go.
1-800-919-3776. A lot are pouring in on Twitter at Rothenberg ESPN as well. Brian Bergen Frenzy, begin.
Which will be higher this weekend? The amount of touchdowns the Jets score or the amount of gloves that Teddy Bridgewater wears?
Oh, so he's taking shots at your Jets.
So they're saying. So he's saying that the, well, Giants, Teddy the Jets will score one touchdown is what he's saying.
Well, I mean, I don't think the Jets go higher than two gloves. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good defense.
Hey, here's the question for you. Over under the amount of touchdowns the Jets score, I put it at 1.5. What do you think the number is?
I'm going to go two. I'll go over.
You go over that. You think they put up two touchdowns this week?
I think they put up two touchdowns.
All right. Over under 16.5 Jets points this week.
See, you're putting me in a tough spot here, because now all of a sudden emotionally I'm getting involved with this because you and Santi decided to go Denver with your survivor picks. So you said 16.5?
16.5. I don't see how you're emotionally involved.
I'm going
go
over.
Ahead.
I'll go over.
Over. You think the Jets have an offensive explosion this weekend?
Explosion.
All right. James Napoleon. Who's going to win the NFC West?
I think the Rams.
I think the Rams as well. I don't think Seattle's defense is good enough. I don't trust Arizona. The Niners have flaws. I think the Rams are the best team. I feel confident in saying the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, first of all, they get the best. I mean, two of the best defensive players in the league. Stafford's a humongous upgraded quarterback. Cooper Kupp is balling. And they got a really good head coach. Injuries for them. It would be injuries that derail them.
Yeah,
they
don't but have, we can't sit here and project injuries.
No, you can't. They don't have great
depth.
You
have to take the Rams. Neil in the Bronx. Neil, you're on the Frenzy.
Which New York football team is going to get their first win and finish the season with the most losses?
Giants get their first win. Giants get the first win. I think Jets have the most loss, more losses.
Yeah, I think you're right. Which is what it – I mean, listen, without killing the Jets, that's what it should be. I mean, the Giants should have had more wins this year. It shouldn't even have been a debate. And now already that it is kind of embarrassing. Jordan in Albany. Go ahead, Jordan. You're on the Frenzy.
In the survivor pool, should I take Arizona over Jacksonville or Denver over the Jets?
Why don't you ask Dave?
Listen, I like Denver. I don't know why you feel a way about that. I'm giving you my honest assessment. I would say Denver, but I think both of those teams win. I don't think you can go wrong. TMKS Burner. How about this? The K-Show Burner account. If the Giants lose a close game at home to Atlanta this weekend, is it okay to boo them?
Yes.
Yes. Don't just boo them. Like just violent booing. Absolutely.
Yeah, I can't imagine that. I mean, I have my fingers crossed that happens, but Monday's show would be
And I'm the bad guy.
Oh, I'm looking out for the listeners.
No, you're not. Because then I'm dead. Because then, do you understand what happens if the Giants lose this week? You're staring 0-6 right in the face.
Oh, it would be a hell of a way to go out, though, that Monday.
Oh, God. Randy Leahy, you are. You know what? I might take Denver again. I might just take them again in my survivor. Randy Leahy, you think the Giants finally unleash Saquon and get him the ball in more creative ways? No. Why would I think that?
At some point, I mean, listen, at some point they're going to have to. Daniel Jones can't consistently be your leading rusher. And it's not, that's not the recipe that this team needs to have any chance.
You need Barkley to just give you something and line him up. I mean, in the slot, do something different with Barkley. It's
here's the thing with Barkley that drives you crazy.
Creative.
Well, it's not even that it's not creative. It's, I mean, Christian McCaffrey, you saw last night. I mean, he's in that game. Their offensive line, you saw, is not very good. And still, he finds a way to get the job done. There's too many negative plays. Like, you can't continually get behind schedule, get behind
but
the chain.
But can we say this definitively? Christian McCaffrey is a better running back than Saquon Barkley. He is. I know everyone wants to compare the two. McCaffrey's better.
Listen, for my money, I don't know if there's anyone. I don't know if there's anyone I would take ahead of McCaffrey.
I tend to agree with you as far as the running back position is concerned. All right, I'm concerned that he's not going to play appropriately, but let's see. Sal and Dutchess. Sal, you're on the frenzy.
What do you two think that the 0-2 teams are going to go 0-3? I think 100%.
I don't.
Well, he thinks the Jets
are
going to go.
Give me the year. I know you'll get it. So.
What does that mean?
He thinks that means which 0-2 what? Team do you think is going to end up 0-3 after this weekend's game?
I think the Jets wind up 0-3.
Jets, Jacksonville. I think the Colts are probably 0-3. The Vikings. I know you like the Vikings.
I think the Vikings could end up 0-3.
Those would be the three for me, though, at the top. Jets,
yeah, you think
Jags.
The Falcons are going to be 0-3, though?
Oh, I hope that. Listen, I don't know what I want. I'm sitting here saying that I want that, but there is that fear that on Tuesday you show up and it's like Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll be dead. I'll just be like, I'll do the reads for you, and I'll introduce the show outside of Thursday, and then you can just carry the rest of the show.
Monday would be probably Marconi. Like, that
fire.
Would be what it would be. Fire.
Fire.
Oh, it would be. I mean, they would want to just keep us on for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday, it would be DiPietro in a corpse.
Yes.
On 98.7.
That's right. DiPietro and Bernie. If the Giants are 0-3 Monday morning, this comes from Lucky Lou, do heads roll at MetLife?
I mean, listen, I don't think anyone gets fired, but that's.
I don't know.
Your owner came out and said he's sick of losing and he wants to be playing meaningful games late into the season.
Right. And you don't consider, like, September to be late into the season, right?
before October? No, I don't think that's
correct.
Late.
All right, last one. E. Penske tweets in, who is the first coach to be fired in 2021?
That's a good question.
How about, there's odds on this, you know, and how about this? I think Joe Judge is, like, second on the list, which is shocking to me. How about Urban Meyer?
Urban Meyer's not going to get fired. Urban Meyer would have to walk away. He's not getting fired. Did you hear what he said, too?
Oh, yeah, that every game's like, an Alabama game?
This NFL is crazy.
Yeah.
His teams are so good.
Yeah. He's shocked by that?
No, that's what's funny, though. You'd be shocked by that.
So give me your answer.
Well, I'm sitting here looking at – I mean, I'm looking at the teams. I can't even tell you, like, off the top of my head who I think is going to get fired.
Matt Nagy?
I don't know if you fire him at this point.
Zach Taylor?
I don't know if you fire Zach Taylor. Like,
Mike Zimmer.
It could be Zimmer. I could see Zimmer.
All right. So you go Zimmer?
Zimmer, I don't think they're firing Joe Judge. If anyone's getting fired, it's
Gettleman. I don't think so either. I think Garrett would go first, and then Gettleman would go.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, but I don't think he go. Maybe,
they've already
maybe
started.
Zimmer.
Here's the thing, though. They've already started handing the reins over to Joe Judge.
Yeah, it's his baby.
Yeah, I mean, you saw it in the draft.
It's his baby. Absolutely. All right, Santi, blow it dead. That was nice. That was a nice frenzy.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.